Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Oh, don't be dicks.
Nick Allen with us. He tweets at Nick Allen's. He's a comedian on the side.
Yeah.
And he's got a gig this week.
No, this is the Lord's weekend.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
It's a slow Easter.
Nobody wants to laugh
on the Lord's weekend.
Take this one pretty seriously.
The Lord's weekend. You take it pretty seriously. Craig's in the house.
Yes. I take everything seriously.
Yes,
so does anybody else, their phone, you know, when you got the notifications, the location service on?
Yep.
Yeah, that asks you every time you go to a restaurant, how was that?
Mm-hmm.
How was that? Do you get, how was TV station?
No, I don't know. Because I know you get a lot because you're...
Every day now. So I've taken to just...
answering it?
Well, telling them what a crappy landlord that they are.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And today I'm going to bitch about the parking lot on the radio side is falling apart.
Oh, there's a crater out there, man. I pointed it out to Nick when we're walking in. I'm like, dude, don't break your leg.
That's right now.
You're going to step in that thing. And
now that we're owned by a separate radio company who just rents, we can yell at the TV station, right?
Because
they're just landlords.
Do you honestly think they're going to ever fix that?
No.
Yeah, that's yards of concrete.
No.
And who knows what that costs.
I don't know.
I mean, this is a place.
Where's it at? Where I park or where you park?
It's kind of behind.
On the opposite side.
Yeah, oh, okay.
If you guys are backing out from where you park, you'd drop into the crater.
Drop into it? I got to check it out then. Okay.
Yeah, but the craters are only where radio cars park, so they're never going to fix it.
All right. Bastard stepchildren.
Yeah. So I got something to review today when they asked me, how was TV station? Todd, I forget. Why did you bring up the haikus?
Oh, it was National Poetry Day.
I mentioned poetry, and then I mentioned there's a difference between a limerick and a poem. And then
Richard Reese does a bunch of haiku. Right. He wrote a book about haikus.
Of course, brought up the haiku.
Sold millions, right?
Yeah.
Well,
I think he at least made enough to the weedy bud.
It was a nice no, it was a nice package. It was a nice looking book.
Yeah. Cover the weed that it took him to write the book.
It's National Poetry Month. Today
is
National Haiku Poetry Day.
Okay. Once was a man from Nantucket. Call Puss for the rest. At least the next line.
I don't think that's a haiku.
The next line. Well, it is today.
If you get five lines in there.
Yeah,
or
five.
No, that was a limerick. It's syllables.
Is it 575, I think?
Yeah.
Haikus are a certain number of syllables per line. A limerick is just five lines of poetry.
Peter King, the sports writer, he put one at the end of his football column.
Every day, dude. Yeah. Okay,
the Monday morning quarterback column. He could have done without that.
Yeah. Yeah, not interesting.
Apparently, we should be peeing in the shower.
I do. I do sometimes.
Okay.
Who doesn't?
Check.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't.
Really?
Yeah.
First of all, it's good for athletes' feet, right? I heard that.
No.
Cleans out your drain.
Nah, I haven't heard that.
Then why should we? Because it's fun.
Man, if it cleans out the drain, you need to get something checked.
Right. Yeah. For environmental reasons. You should pee in the shower.
Always?
Less flushing?
Like if you got to just go to the bathroom and walk in the shower?
It saves you a flush.
Oh, less flushing.
Says. Yep. Less flushing. Less wasting of water.
I don't know anybody that doesn't pee in the shower. If you have to pee and you're in the shower, you just pee.
But a lot of people don't, from what I'm reading.
Yeah. Dudes I'm talking about. Yeah. I'm sure women pee in the shower,
Sanctimonious
too.
Pricks.
Right. I can't go into great detail, but I just came from the one bathroom they supply us here, and I had to flush several times, but it was still ineffective.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, is that why you're late getting back?
Yeah.
I was going to say.
You do what you can.
So you know what? You know what loosens that up? Drinking.
Yeah.
You're getting too solid now.
I know.
You're getting two nights not drinking. Your poop is just getting thick again.
You know those...
lack of a better term.
When you go to the grocery store and you go to the pre-made sausage, you know, the ones that look like a yolk?
Yeah.
Okay. I was having a little trouble with something that appeared like a sausage yolk.
Why don't you bring your poop knife with you?
I know.
I
didn't.
Bring a knife.
Of all days, not to bring the poop knife. Well, or them not to supply the poop knife.
Well, it's back in your random drawer now, so...
Yeah.
You need a Swiss Army knife with a turd cutter on there.
I don't know if they make those, but that's an excellent idea. I will suggest that to the Victronics folks.
Listen, if you turn the shower on and you get naked and you got to pee, you hop in the shower and pee. That's
sure.
What I do. You know, I mean, why waste my time going to the toilet to pee and hop in the shower?
Some people apparently find it hideous.
Well, they're wrong.
Unsanitary.
Well, they're wrong. You're showering anyway.
Nothing wrong with it. It gets flushed down the drain just like it would with the toilet.
I'm not lying. The walls
but
in the shower.
There are
I'm
people
peeing down.
Right for the
I'm
drain
down.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah. There are people that have issues with
it.
I'm
sure
would never
are.
Consider it.
Well, they're wrong.
But they need to get over themselves. You're right.
Ladies, do you pee in the shower? I bet you do.
It's probably harder for them to aim.
They just rolls. I think. Yeah.
So I wonder if someone who doesn't is willing to call in and say, you're all a bunch of hideous, heinous freaks.
You mean a dude?
I don't care. Yeah. Either way.
No, women. I can see a woman thinking it's gross, but if a guy calls it up, then wah.
Oh, I'm pretty sure we get that call every day.
Yeah. We're
no,
a bunch of heinous
but,
freaks.
But to this issue specifically. Even when you don't bring up the shower thing.
You pee in the shower, right, Puss?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's a no-brainer, man.
Right.
It's what you do.
And I contend there are women who do it, too.
Absolutely.
We've had women in the studio who have admitted to it, but I won't mention Colleen by name.
Good.
Right. You just did.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
I didn't catch that.
That's why.
Yeah. Y'all going to go see the new Avengers film?
No.
Or not after maybe finding spoilers that have been leaked online? I love the fact that... I don't know.
Who leaked them?
Was it for this particular movie, there are open letters out there now asking you, please, you know, on behalf of everyone who's, is it the Avengers movie? Please don't spoil it for other people.
The makers of the new Avengers movie pleading with fans not to give anything away after spoilers were apparently leaked online.
That couldn't possibly.
Right? Endgame?
Yep.
See, I didn't realize that. I just didn't see the word Avengers. It said, if anybody spoils Endgame for me, I'm going to kill you. I'm thinking,
Because that's the best way to go about that.
I really wish I knew something I would tell that
right.
guy.
Get on social media and ask people not to do something is the best way to prevent people from doing something, idiots.
Apparently a video clip from Endgame is circulating across the social media.
My sister pees in the shower, but you guys know that.
Yeah.
Right. That's really one. I really wanted a text from my sister saying she peed in the shower.
Good.
Thank you, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
that.
And we didn't need one.
Yep. Been there.
But I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Was your mom peeing in the shower, Puss?
Once again.
We know.
Yeah, that'd be more right.
Yeah.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Down to Puss's farm, say hello to his mom.
Right.
Let's go.
We did get a note from at Farm of Puss. They do not endorse the corny and cliched bless this mess.
I retweeted that. I retweeted Farm of Puss.
Debuted on ABC last night.
All right, so...
peeing in the bath is disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what little kids do.
You don't do that.
Yeah. No.
Kids do that.
Yeah.
And then it's funny.
Yeah. It's really funny. Or the doo-doo in the bath.
It's cute.
Doo-doo in the bath. or Todd would have laid a rope out in the bath today. That would have been pretty disgusting.
Yeah, you don't want to give me a bath.
Just in general.
That's a really long loofah. Right. Like, that's not a loofah.
Oh, I almost puked like Petey does. What was that story you were talking about, Craig?
The Avengers. Don't spoil it for everybody.
Because it doesn't come
out. Well, there is a recording, this clip that is going around the social media. They are saying that it looks to have been recorded during a screening by someone and is reportedly spoiler heavy.
Yeah, that's because they printed that letter. And of course people are going to go the opposite way and be complete dicks about it.
Right. Well, no, the
so don't write that
it was
letter.
Already on social media before they wrote the letter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why they wrote the letter, was because of this one particular thing that's making the rounds.
Oh, so they're telling you, knock it off.
Don't look at it, and don't tell anybody what you've seen, yeah, assuming
well,
you have looked at it.
Good lesson for you. Don't go on social media and tell people to knock it off, because it's just going to come back at you tenfold.
Well, now we know it's there.
My other sister doesn't pee in the shower.
Candy.
You guys don't have to text me about that. I love you and I miss you a lot. And I know you can listen anywhere in the country, and you do. Thank you. But please stop texting me about you.
We were less sure about the second one. The first one we knew.
Oh, no, I was pretty sure about the second one.
Yeah. Okay.
She said
I wasn't.
No.
Wasn't sure about the first one.
Appreciate that.
We get Ed to check in now.
Wow, we know the answer to that.
We assume.
Yeah, we do.
But it's still funny to see Tyler get a text from his dad going, I'd be in the shower.
He'll be peeing in my shower next week. He's coming to town. Well, at least the guest shower. I'm in other women besides my sisters can check in on that one.
Oh. Yeah.
No, I like where this bit's going.
Yeah.
I like that they're willing to share.
Yeah.
Hey, if they listen to this show, they've heard you say some stuff they didn't want to hear, too.
Oh, yeah.
So this is just
This
is just getting back.
Yeah, but they're used to that.
Yeah, but
I've been saying that crap for years.
They're not used to being able to get you back like that.
No, they're not. They're not.
It's going to be a big deal, and I hope that you can all attend.
So how's Endgame end? Somebody die? I mean, I really want to know, because I'm not going to watch the movie. So just tell me now.
I think it ends with Endgame 2 coming out next summer.
There you go. Oh, yeah, Endgame 2 is coming around.
Isn't this supposed to be the end of it?
But it won't be.
No, there's no way. They make $1 billion.
They make billions every time they release something like this.
No, yeah. They've said this is supposed to be the final one of,
right,
like,
that's what I've read.
Of this saga.
They're leading you to
believe. Well, then it's just another graphic novel one. They'll just do the same characters,
then
right?
Then they start another saga.
Unless they all die.
Yeah. But that would be the end of this saga.
Well, I believe from what I've read, the conventional thought is that a lot of the, you know, your Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, they're going to quit.
And Chris Evans.
They're aging out.
Are ready to stop doing this. They're going to pass these on to some of the newer
younger
characters.
Got
and
it.
Stuff, that, right. You know, Black Panther and all that.
Oh,
stuff.
I got it. All right. And Nick, you're not into that crap, are you?
No, I'm just waiting for Wayne's World 3. It's never going to happen.
That would be great.
Set your calendars now.
Well, the calendars are pretty much already set.
Pencil this in, okay. Or rather pen this in.
This is save the date.
For August 30th through September 1st in Lake of the Woods County, south of Baudette, Minnesota.
That's 3 days, right? Okay.
That's that little knob that goes way up in northern Minnesota.
Okay.
Lake of the Woods.
The 2019 World Plowing Championship. Now, this sounds like...
I got to find it, but go ahead.
Yeah. Now, it turns out this draws more than 30,000 people.
So is it like a tractor pull, but with plows, and you see who plows the best?
Yes.
All right.
From all over the world. The plowers will be using two bottom mold poured plows. Nick.
Yeah. Of course.
Competing one day on stubble, the next day on grassland. Each crop has a different root system and they plows differently.
Yeah, there's different disciplines of plowing.
And some competitors earn points based on how straight they plow, the depth of furrow, the consistency of furrow, and rows, among other criteria.
The problem with this event is the conversation that goes on around it would be boring as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
just you know, think about that. You got last year.
You're a plowing fan.
All right.
The actual contest site is 600 acres that it will take. Contestants from Europe shipping the tractors and plowing across the Atlantic Ocean on a container, by rail from the East Coast, by truck. This event travels to a different country each year, they say. It will not come back to the United States for at least 30 years.
Oh, wow. Oh my God.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
This is like the Olympics.
For you to go to, well, better, for you to go to the 2019 World Plowing Championship in
I thought I told you kids to go plow in the field.
But, Dad, we've been plowing all morning.
Yeah, I can't take any more plowing. I can barely walk.
Look, I know it seems like dirty work, but, Chris, you got to spread that seed until your sack is empty. And, Meg, you got to clear away all that brush so he can plant it deep where it needs to be.
Okay, we'll keep at it. But I think that hoe is pretty much worn out.
Well, flip it over. You can use both sides.
That's not the one I'm looking for, but that's what I found.
Well, that's some of the conversation we'll hear during the World Plowing Championship 2019 in Baudette, Minnesota.
Flip it over. Well, you know, I'm sure some farmers are pretty excited about that. Waiting 30 years to come back.
Well,
right, yeah. I mean, at this particular thing, there's the U.S. national championships that you got to win in order to go to the international competition and all sorts of stuff. This is a huge plowing championship.
And if you're looking for it, I made the mistake of spelling plowing P-L-O-W-I-N-G,
right.
And that is incorrect.
That
it's P-L-O-U-G-H. ING.
Yes, it's more like pluffing.
Yes.
Don't say that at the championship.
No.
You'll end up under a plow.
You will get crucified. He said pluffing.
These guys win
you ain't
money?
Around here, is you?
No, what?
Do they? Is there a prize?
Oh, you know there's no word on that, but one has to assume.
Sure.
They probably get laid a lot.
Oh, it's groupies, strippers, a little bit, you know.
Well, there is the plowing groupies.
Yeah.
Of course there is.
They are.
That want to get plowed.
Oh, yeah. And the sex trafficking that goes on for the international or the world plowing championships is something they probably need to look into.
Yeah. Especially they're in Baudette, Minnesota.
Yeah. Oh, God. That'd be a nightmare. Yeah, I'm talking about plowing and what highway you took to get there. How'd you get here? Shoot me.
Oh, my God.
Coming up, female high school teacher sleeps with her students.
Oh,
is she hot? Stay tuned.
I can't find a clip. Our son would like to plow you. I never
that's
know
the
what...
first thing that came to mind.
I know. That's what I was looking for, but I'd never find it. I never find it in there. It's not under plow.
Are you sure it's not spelled pluff?
No, I don't think it was spelled properly. Because it was Puss that put that in.
No,
he doesn't know. He plus.
I just don't, I just don't know
might
what
have actually been before me.
I don't know what clip it is, and I've been looking for that for every time we talk about plowing. I want to play that clip
for a guy who grew up on a farm, and I think it was mostly cattle, so he didn't do a lot of pluffing.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go down to Puss's farm. Say hello to his mom.
You rented that out for guys to pluff, didn't you?
Nick Allen with us. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.